You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Member SIPC.
The most interesting thing in tech is news out of Twitter and how they're dealing with Donald Trump. So yesterday, Donald Trump began the day by tweeting demonstrably false accusations, accusing one of his critics in the media of murder. Later in the day, Twitter said that Trump had been deceptive in some of his tweets. But amazingly, as my colleague Gilad Edelman points out, Twitter was not correcting Trump's tweets about the false murder accusation. It was instead Trump's tweets about mail-in ballots. Because Twitter has a policy of labeling tweets as deceptive if it believes they're dangerous or if they're spreading information that could undermine the democratic processes, the census, or voting. Twitter has much less of a problem with false accusations of murder than it does with false accusations about mail-in ballots. But it gets really tricky. Let's read Trump's tweets. There is no way, zero, that mail-in ballots will be anything less than substantially fraudulent. Mailboxes will be robbed, ballots will be forged and illegally printed out and fraudulently signed. The governor of California is sending ballots to millions of people. Anyone living in the state, no matter who they are or how they get there, will get one. This will be followed up with professional telling all these people, many of whom have never thought of voting before, how and for whom to vote. This will be a rigged election. No way. It's not a great sentiment coming from the president because it suggests that if he loses, it's probably a 50-50 bet, that he will not honor the results. But there is one demonstrably false claim in this series of two tweets, and that is that the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is sending ballots to everyone in the state. He is not. Ballots are being sent to registered voters. So there's clearly something specifically false in Trump's tweet. So there is a false statement, and it is a tweet about the election. So Twitter flagged it. First time after, I don't know, thousands of tweets that professional fact checkers probably think are false, they finally flagged one of Trump's tweets. But a couple problems. First off, Twitter's fact-checking process wasn't perfect. They sent people to information saying that Trump's tweet was wrong because some states use absentee ballots. Well, that's not correct. Actually, all states have absentee ballots in one way or another. So Twitter and its fact-checking was not entirely factually accurate. Actually, also, they had a sort of blowback problem where the president said they were suppressing free speech. So Twitter didn't completely get it right. It wasn't unambiguously clear. They did precisely the right job and checked all the boxes. It's one of the great mysteries of this problem for the tech platforms. They have one position, which is we allow all free speech, which then lets anyone say whatever they want. That position evolved into actually, we take really strong action, except against major important political figures, where we give them sort of an out. And that position evolved into, all right, we give major political figures an out, but in certain categories of tweets, we're going to correct them. And that's where Twitter is right now. And that's a tricky position to uphold, but it's at least a somewhat defensible one. I'll say two things. Number one, if they're going to keep with this position, Twitter really needs to make sure it gets its fact-checking done right. Secondly, there's no way to completely win at this. They're going to get hammered whatever they do. Still, overall, it's probably a smart thing to try. All right, see you tomorrow. All of what I've just said is completely true.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.